This is KUT. One part of Texas Senator Ted Cruz's Iowa strategy as he pursues the GOP presidential nomination has been to visit all 99 counties in that state. But some have criticized the Cruz campaign for spending more time last week in rural parts of the state in an effort to hit every county instead of going to see the state's population centers. KUT's Ben Philpott reports on why Cruz's strategy might make sense.
It's called the Full Grassley, after Iowa's U.S. senator who visits each county every year. 4 years ago, former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum made the run and ended up narrowly defeating eventual nominee Mitt Romney. Senator Cruz made hitting all 99 counties a priority early in his campaign. Dennis Goldford is a political science professor at Drake University and is co-author of the book, The Iowa Precinct Caucuses. He says to understand why Cruz believes that's important, we have to understand his overall election strategy.
His fundamental premise is that there are all sorts of missing conservative evangelical voters that have not voted in the past couple of presidential elections because there has not been a sufficiently conservative, if not Christian conservative, candidate. He claims to be that person.
And to get those voters back to the caucuses, he needs to go find them in every county. Cruz has been pushing his plan to hit all 99 counties this past week. When his top competitor, Donald Trump, dropped out of the recent GOP debate, Cruz started calling his visits an example of a candidate respecting Iowa voters.
Standing in front of the men and women of Iowa and asking for your support, looking you in the eyes and answering the hard questions. That's what any candidate who hopes to win the state of Iowa owes the men and women of this state.
That's Cruz talking to about 300 people at an event in West Des Moines last week, which is a large population center. So it's not like the Cruz campaign has ignored that part of the state while completing his 99-county run. But Goldford says outside the big cities, candidates need to get their supporters to bring others to the caucuses.
Media doesn't do it at that particular point in the campaign. It's friends and neighbors, people you know, who say, come on, we're going to ride together, we're going to go caucus. So the extent to which somebody like Ted Cruz can go even to these smaller towns outside of major city media areas is an attempt, again, to motivate that organization to get these people to turn out.
The Cruz campaign said over the weekend it hoped turnout would be up across the state, just not by too much. Conventional wisdom is that a large jump in turnout at the GOP caucuses could help Donald Trump take the state. Reporting in Des Moines, Iowa, Ben Philpott, KUT News.